Look in my eyes for my mind. I'm on the grind 25, eh? Money on my mind, that's how I play. If you got it now, this what I say. Hold up, hold up, hold up, wait. Hold up, hold up, hold up, wait.
Welcome to episode 21 of the Swerve City Podcast. 21. Savage 21. You know, we are now here live. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys tuning in live on the Facebook, the Instagrams. Shout out to Eddie Kingston, man. Shout out, bro. What's good, man?
Yo!
Live, yeah!
Eddie!
Yeah! Get real ghetto for a second, man. You know, we live, man. Swerve City Podcast. You know, you see me and the co-host, Miss Ariel Moreau. We here. Swerve is currently in the air on a flight. So, you know, me and my sis here get to hold it down for an episode. Build our chemistry up. You know what I mean?
Jesus, whoa. Hold it down. You
know, this the hold it down. This the first one where it's just me and her, because usually it's Swerve and her, and you know, I got
me and just somebody.
You know, and you know, now we here. So yeah. We here holding it down. You know, this one's gonna be real ghetto-fied. You know what I mean? We got no one in the middle here trying to be all professional and shit. Right. You know, we holding it down. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in. SwerveCityPodcast.pivotshare.com. For $4.99 a month, you guys can subscribe to everything we have going on. Music videos, interviews, things of that nature. A lot of content. There's a whole lot of things that we're working on as well that we'll have more information for you, and you can check us out. Shout out to the Flatbush Zombies for sponsoring us. I actually just spoke to Juice from the Flatbush Zombies as well. He hit me up. Me and him actually built a rapport. So shout out to him as well. The whole team, shout out to them. Shout out to Collar and Elbow, collarandelbowbrand.com. Put in Swerve City Podcast for the code. Get 10% off all merchandise related to Swerve City Podcast. New merchandise from them coming soon for the whole team to wear. Shout out to Around Seattle, who got the banner, the mics, this, everything you see here far as mics and audio and banners and things looking of that nature. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys follow him at around_Seattle. Make sure you follow him, Twitter, Instagram, things of that nature. Shout out to him, and make sure you guys stay supporting everything that we do as well. Shout out to PCW Ultra, CZW, Over the Top Wrestling,
Title Match
Progress. Wrestling, Progress, all the carriers that has been showing us love, and
High Spots
shows us a lot of love, and make sure you guys tune in to everything that they have going on. Bar Wrestling as well with Joey Ryan. We just interviewed him in Seattle, so
Defy.
And Defy for Defy Wrestling. So make sure you guys tune in as well. Also, to get a shameless plug in, my new Wavy Filming shirts are out. I got some coming for the team, Wavy P. You guys can check that out as well. Go to Fully Gimmick, cop that. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up directly for your Wavy Filming shirts. You know what I'm saying? They're running for a good price. They ain't free. I'm a black man trying to make it happen. Wasai trying to get this cable TV going. Make sure you guys show love. Here it is, Wavy P, Wavy Pillman. Pretty simple stuff, you know what I mean? Holla, that's my new line of merch. Holla at your kid for something. So, while we hear news commentary in the back about technology and stuff with kids, how you been, fam? You been good?
I've been good. I've been real good. You know, just been in the gym, working on my fitness, you know, getting back tip-top shape because, you know, the season is upon us. Time is of the essence. Time to get swole 2.0. How you been?
I've been good. Responding to this fan, Chang, there was iTunes. There was a problem with our host site. Fanoff Media, they had an issue with the server and the carrier, so our episodes were held back because they had to get things right with them. It wasn't iTunes' fault at all. It was the servers trying to get everything lined up, so all our episodes came out recently this weekend. There was an issue with the host and updating, and you know, things happen like that, so it's something that was out of our control, so... also, you know, the point of this show, actually, while we're on our time, we want to review NXT, and we also want to review the Royal Rumble, you know. Which one do you want to start with, sis? Let's start from your choice. Which one do you want to start with for the review of this weekend?
You know what, let's start with TakeOver and then work our way to the Rumble.
Okay.
Let's do this in order.
Okay, so let's start with TakeOver. What were some of your highlights from the show? Some of your favorite matches? Spots, you can speak from the wrestler's perspective. I can speak from the fan perspective. So, what were some of your highlights?
Honestly, I really enjoyed the Bianca Belair and Shayna match. It was tough. But I was like, oh, Bianca's almost got it. And it was, she got so close, but she didn't give up, though. So, I mean, you know, she didn't tap out, we didn't get a pin, nothing. Girl went out like a G.
I really liked that match. I thought that match was really, really good. Bianca definitely stepped up to the plate. I thought that match was very well done. I see Bianca was probably kind of nervous at first. But then when she settled down and she got in that groove, man, that was one of the best matches on the card. I really, really liked the Aleister Black and Tommaso Ciampa match. I thought that match was very well done. Aleister Black is in my top five right now. I love Aleister Black, man. I love Aleister Black matches, man.
You know, I've noticed something like these past couple days. There's been a lot of one person to do something and another person to do the exact same thing, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes later. Like pulling up the actual padding and stuff. Like that happened in two matches on TakeOver. And usually, from what I learned, you know, look at the card and you're like, nope, not doing that. Oh, nope, not doing that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, you know, I'm like, oh, why would twice? So when I saw Tommaso do it, I was like, it didn't have that same, like, oh, they give you that same feeling.
Right.
Because I just saw Ricochet and Johnny.
Oh, with pulling the padding out and stuff like that? Oh, okay. Okay. So what do you think, like, this is my opinion as a fan. I don't know, but I could speak from just watching. There was a lot of leg working this week. Everybody's limping this weekend.
Brother, listen.
Black was limping. Becky was limping. Everybody's leg was messed up this weekend.
Everybody's leg was messed up. Everybody did a jumping or a running knee or a spinning back fist. How many days into 2019? Those moves are and a headbutt. Those moves are completely canceled and out of my repertoire. I was like, I can't. If I see another one of these moves.
Now, one thing I did notice, you know, outside of that, boy, look, during the Rumble, I saw like 5-6 tornado DDTs.
Brother.
I noticed that, and I don't even be paying attention like that. I saw like 6 or 7
tornadoes. It got to be so entertaining. I was like, oh, who got the next one?
No, but you know, it was cool. It was cool. It was a good show. The match also I like too. I like what you think about what was that match? The opening.
The War Raiders.
Yes, the tag team. Yes, the tag team match.
Undisputed.
Yes.
Yes.
That was a good match, man. Them boys can go, man. Brother. All four of them can go. That was a really, really good match. I love the way that match was set up. I love the emotion behind it. It was a great opener. It was placed very well. Mm. And I really, really liked it. What do you think about Ricochet's match with Gargano?
It was just... Oh! Don't do that. No. I thought it was pretty good. It was I was expecting a lot of high flying, so I got what I expected. That's for sure. I was like, ooh.
Shout out to
a whole bunch of stuff I can't do.
Shout out to Johnny Gargano, man.
Right. Yeah, I was like, ooh, brother.
That's my guy, man. Yeah. Shout out to Gargano, man. You know what I'm saying? He holds it down, man. And the other dude too. Anyway. One thing I want to move on to as well is the overall show. How'd you like the overall setup of the show? How'd you like the overall lineup of the show? Only on the Swerve City podcast, y'all. You know, we does the thing here, man. So. Si, can you do me a favor, Si? Can you pass me my phone? Please? Thank you, bro. I think it got enough juice on it. It's right on that.
What did I think is a TakeOver as a whole?
Yeah, TakeOver the whole.
It was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
I wasn't expecting it to be crap, but it was, you know, it was very entertaining. I watched some of it again.
You watch some of it again?
Mm-hmm.
Any anything you feel like could be improved, honestly? Just giving your honest perspective. Not saying anything in a bad way, but you know, like...
No. Everything was pretty good, except... Actually, you know what? One thing really bothered me, and it was only because I was sitting there and it felt like forever. The entrance of the War Raiders, the beat kept going. So I was like, did somebody miss their cue? Or... What's going on? Because it was a lot of just them standing and we're waiting. And I was like, as a dancer, I was, you know, I'm in my zone, so I'm over here with the count. So I'm like, Somebody's missed their cue. Why is this still going? And then they came out, and then they posed, and then their actual song came out on, and then they did the with the fist pump and all that other good stuff. And I was like, this seems like a long time. Did it feel like a long time to
Yeah,
you?
It did. It did. I'm not gonna lie.
I was like, that's it. That's only like, you know, like I said, the dancer in me. I was like, something's off.
did you like the Matt Riddle and Cassius match?
Yeah, it ended so abruptly.
Yeah, it was kind of abrupt.
I was watching it and I was like,
Matt Riddle, my dude, though. Yeah, Shout out to Matt Riddle. Cool dude, man.
Real talk.
Matt Riddle looked like he don't get pissed off or nothing. They're like, you really got to whoop his ass to get him mad. Like,
I don't think he gets
He got the undercover mad, though. Like, when he really get mad, he'll probably fuck you up. But it's like, it takes a while to get him there. Like, it takes him a while. But when he's there, he's there.
I think he probably only gets mad maybe around his children.
Children will do that to you.
Right.
I got 500 of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a whole bunch. A whole bunch of kids. What women matches were in TakeOver? I haven't seen it yet. It was Bianca Belair versus Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah.
Good match. So check that out. You know, get your network subscription.
Everybody's gear was on point, too.
And check that out.
Also, I'd like to say that the gear, everybody's gear was...
Was this overall one of the best shows? Or no? You think it was a solid?
It was a solid.
I don't think it was one of their best shows.
No.
But it was good. It was good. Solid. It was good. I think Sunday's show was overall might have been... You think Sunday's show... What'd you guys think? You think Sunday's show was better?
I enjoyed TakeOver more.
That ain't what we asked you. I'm sorry, I just wanted to pop off on somebody real quick. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, Sugarfoot. My bad. My bad. You say you like TakeOver?
Yep. I did.
Yep, take on better. Sorry, your turn.
You know, I'm starting to see what Perro was talking about when he says you're just intimidating. I don't know why. I don't think so. But go ahead. Si. Speak up, son. Did you forget the question?
No. So I guess I'm gonna be real. I only saw one.
One match?
Yeah.
Keep it G.
One pay-per-view.
Keep it 100.
And that was Rumble. So, by default.
By default? There you go, bro. There you go.
Well, there it is.
I missed the NXT one.
So, and after, I guess, after the main event match, there was a confrontation with Ricochet, Dream, and Aleister Black against Gargano. Gargano, Ciampa, and... Adam Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're going to have that halftime heat thing going on.
Yep.
Yes, you know, that was such a good part of TakeOver. Because when the Dream walked up there looking like the 1970s pimp named Pete. You know, Uncle Pete, Cousin Pete, one of them Petes with that turtleneck. And he slapped the fire out that man. Oh, I was like,
I guess
we're
going to get some intergender wrestling here going
like,
on.
This is this is what I wanted. In life, a gif of Velveteen Dream pimp slapping somebody. It was great. And then I went on Twitter and I saw I'll tell you what I called them after this, but okay. My little Twitter friends or whatever. And apparently, Aleister Black is now officially black. Now he's got his black card over this little scramble here.
Oh, he got his black card.
Yeah. They're calling him like the Yellow King or whatever they want to call him. They're like, oh yeah, he's got his black card now. You know, he's married to Thea, and also he, you know, came to the rescue of Velveteen in trouble. So now, by proxy, he black. Last name is no longer a gimmick, my brother. He's up there. You know, I ain't got my glasses. I can't read all that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on the black, on the past part, on association of certain things and who it's from. I can't co-sign that one. But I can say that the pass, yeah, he got the pass.
Yeah.
You know, plus we, you know, play little PS4 and all that, so he got the pass. It's just, you know, certain people can't. You can't just get it by, like, association of certain people when you kind of, you know, don't know if they might be of that certain creed. But you with the Dream, oh, you got it. That's my guy. Mm. So shout out to the Dream. Because just off affiliation of that, he gets the, you know what I mean?
Just off that, off jump.
Just off with association with that particular person, he gets it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, most definitely. Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble. Damn, how fine.
Oh, the one on the left?
I tagged both of them, though.
The one on the left's Top Shelf.
That's Top Shelf?
That's Top Shelf.
Top flight security of the world, Craig?
Of the world, Craig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one, is occupied, so.
I mean, yeah. I guess.
So as we were,
right.
See, we're unfiltered, man. We just don't.
See,
just,
this is why we need Shane because we
speaking in code over here.
Right. My bad. Look.
This is why we need the primary guy in the middle.
Right.
But all jokes aside, Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. First matchup was on the pre-show.
Yeah.
They had from what I remember, I believe that it was. Shinsuke, it was a tag team match first, right?
Yeah.
The tag team match of Bobby Roode and Chad Gable against Dawson and one of the AOP guys. They're like the brothers. Salute to them. What do you think about that?
When that match was going on, I was getting some food, okay? So, I didn't rewind it and go back and watch it, necessarily. I listened to it. It sounded good. Shut up, Mike. It sounds... Right, it sounds good. What'd you think?
I thought it was kind of like just put together. I didn't think there was any rhyme or reason to it. I will be honest. I think they kind of got to do something with the tag division. The tag division is kind of all over the place. Hmm. But it's going to be real interesting to see what they do with the women's tag division. I'll tell you that much.
True that.
But I think it's a good opportunity. I can't wait to see who's going to win the women tag belts. I know that much. It's going to be real interesting. But they got to start. But if they do that, they're going to have to call some more women up because there's only going to be so many. If everybody in tag teams, who gonna be singles? You know, but yeah. We'll see. We'll see. You know, cross that bridge when they get there. The next match is Shinsuke versus Rusev. Rusev Day for the United States Championship, where Shinsuke won the belt back. I thought that match picked up pretty good. I'm a huge fan of Shinsuke. I like Shinsuke a lot. I like his energy. Heel, face, doesn't matter. I'm a huge Shinsuke guy.
He's the Michael Jackson of wrestling.
Absolutely. He's the, what Vince call him? The artist?
The artist, yes. Formerly known as.
So what's your opinion on the artist? So what you guys think about that gear though?
I don't care what he wear.
That's my dog, man. That's all I see. And all I see one is the lighting things when he walk. That's all I want to see.
Right.
The tiles. Yeah, dog. You know me, dog. Right. Thank you, Si. You always correct me when I fuck up. The tiles. Yeah,
tiles light up with. Yeah. Take that step.
Just want to see the tiles walk in when he, but he, you know, I think,
and then they all light up when he does it.
I think it was a good match.
It was good. You know my favorite part about that match?
What's that?
When Shinsuke yelled, "Mind your business!" Bruh. I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's how you keep him in check.
Mind your business.
Keep it in check. Mind your business.
That's the mood for 2019.
Just mind your business. Somebody make that a gift, man. Somebody make that one of them, man. Make that a meme or something, man.
Mind your business.
Cruiserweight Championship match. Buddy Murphy, Hideo Itami, Akira Tozawa, and Kalisto.
Man, they opened up the can on that right there. My dog said what needed to happen.
My dog need to come out with that music and go in there and make it a five-way and beat everybody down and win the match.
You know, I just wanted one person from 205 Live in the Royal Rumble. That's all I wanted.
I know, man.
The representation started and stopped with Maria.
Word.
On me. That's where it was.
Word.
Somebody creeping in the house.
Who's that creeping in the window?
Theta New!
What up, man? You got Dez and Eric walking in the building. Sora City Podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean? They got the groceries and the shoppings and all that. You know what I mean? Hopefully you got some good bargains out there.
When we would like to see you in NXT area. When the ink dries.
Episode 21.
When the ink dries, that's when you'll see me there. Fashion Nova gear, Shinsuke. Oh,
Fashion Nova gear.
Fashion Nova. Dang.
Yo, shout out to Cardi B. She go hard for Fashion Nova, but they cut her a check, bud. They cut her a check. Shout out to Cardi B for representing that Fashion Nova as hard as she do. She repped that hard. But yeah, Buddy Murphy retained his championship in that match.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
I like that match. I actually like that match a lot, though. No, Kate.
They shot off Tozawa. That was interesting. Like that old school, you just shoot him off the legs.
Tozawa fire, man. They got so much talent.
Right?
So when they sign you, you're going to get like a 17-year title run. Everybody in Swear City, see, if I was booking it, see, this is my booking. This is Teezy booking. That's why we want to make no damn money. Everybody on Swear City, yeah, nobody would lose. Everybody would be Undertaker in 1991, right? Nobody would fall. When they fight Shane or Ariel, they don't fall. They don't sell nothing. They just beat your ass in 5 seconds. And they stay champion. That's why. Everybody else, it's a fair fight. Everybody do it. But when them two get in the ring, when they attack, they going to win the tag team championship. They going to win the European, Intercontinental, Heavyweight, Light Heavyweight, Cruiserweight, Hardcore. And they going to they going to be Undertaker 91. You hit them to this.
Right.
They didn't stand then. That's it. Fall down, sit right up, everything.
Yep.
Company gonna fall right in the damn water, but I don't care. I did it the way I wanted to.
You know, when I get signed, this is gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
I've seen it. It's in the future. Okay.
Right? Tell me now.
So, I'll get there, you know, be a badass, you know, whatever, try my best. Maybe become champion, maybe not, who knows, whatever. You know, go to main roster. Work my way up. Cedric works his way up the main roster. We'll be the first African American double champions, like T'Challa and Storm style. And WWE be going to a new era where the black folks is champions. We're the face of the company. That's what's gonna happen. And we're gonna do this for the kids.
Okay, so let's collaborate. Let's collaborate here.
Yeah.
Split those belts. Give Ced some of the belts, right?
Right.
All three of y'all run it.
Mm-hmm.
The cameraman. Obviously, it'll be Sai. He'll be shooting the camera.
Right.
Editing will be Mike, right? I'll be on commentary. I'll be the only commentary dude, though. Me. You know what I mean? Nobody else. I don't need no second man.
Can we get our own show and call it, like, total mess?
Well, I told Shane I was signing him to the Jamaican Wrestling Federation. So, I'm about to hit up Dez to see if you want to join my federation, too. Deal done.
See,
and
there it is.
There it is. See, Jamaican Wrestling Federation, you know, we pay people on just opportunity, hustle, and love, bro.
See how quick that ink dry?
Quick, man. Quick. All jokes aside, though, I think that that match was pretty good. Let's go to the next match.
It was the female Royal Rumble, right? I don't know.
No, it was Asuka and Becky was the first match.
I don't know.
I like that match a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That match. Yeah, what do you think about her, like, okay, this is from a fan perspective, so I'm just asking.
Mm.
What do you think about her, like, just, like, tapping out clean, like, in the middle of the ring? Did it not matter because she won later?
When it happened, I was like, but you ain't the man no more. Asuka done beat you. So
who do you think Asuka gonna fight
at WrestleMania? Where are we at now? I was like, what's about to happen? And then I was like, oh, I know what she about to do. Never mind. It became predictable then.
Yeah, came predictable.
I was like, well, Becky's about to win the Royal Rumble. We already know this. Whoever's coming out number 30 is gonna get yo. Gang gang.
So I watched it and I'm like, and I saw a tap. I said, yeah, I said, I know where this is headed. I said, yep, I know where this is headed. And then they said, Lana hurt her leg. I said, yep, we know where this is going. Another leg problem. Another person with a leg.
Right, as soon as she popped down and that leg, I was like, Lana's supposed to be in the Royal Rumble tonight. And I was like, oh, well, she's not. Obviously, somebody's coming in. And she done messed up her foot from jumping down.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. I gotta throw Dez in there too. My Jamaican Wrestling Federation. So it's gonna be you, Strick, Sed, and Dez, and y'all gonna have all the belts, and you're never gonna lose.
Hey,
that's how it's gonna go,
brother.
They ain't never gonna lose. As it should be. That's right. see, my ideas work, man. Yeah. Sign me, bro. I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? All black people, all champions, all the time, as it should be.
That's the slogan.
As it should be.
All black people, all champions.
All the time. As it should be. Yes.
Wow.
The next matchup, as I scroll down the card here, was The Miz and Shane McMahon versus The Bar.
Somebody said they turned on the Royal Rumble and saw Shane and they saw him win and they turned it off. I was like, y'all ain't right.
Yo, shout out to my dog, Vince, because you know what, dog? Put your son on, bro, and keep your son on. Mm. That's how you got to do it, bro. Keep your kids on, bro. You know what I mean?
It's because Shane out here just flying everywhere.
My dog out here jumping through tables, damn near 50 years old, bro.
Brother.
Jumping through, and still got height, still got flip.
Shooting star.
Shout out to my dog, man. He kept himself in shape, those little MMA, man.
My dog was the shooting star.
Shout out to my dog, Shane, man. So you know that's going to...
Oh, man, hit that.
So you know that's going to lead to...
Oh, never mind.
You know that's going to lead to a Miz and Shane match at WrestleMania. You know Shane got to get his match.
Bro.
So that's going to lead to a match with them two. Shane going to fly. Shane going to jump off the stadium.
Brother. No, don't do this.
Shane going to jump. He's going to go outside. You're going to see him climbing the top of the stadium. He's going to jump all the way down through a table.
And the camera's going to follow him up the stairwell.
Yeah, he's going to follow him up the stairwell. He's going to sell it. Oh,
no.
The McMahons. And then he's going to drop. He's going to see a big-ass elbow.
Big-ass elbow.
A Shane on Mac jersey that's flying. That's wind. That's all you're going to see.
Yeah.
And then he's going to... Well, we know that WrestleMania match is happening. We know that's happening.
Somebody asked, do they think WWE is going back to the Attitude Era? I think they're trying to rekindle some things.
I mean...
That's for sure.
You want the Attitude Era, you got to sign Dez, Sed, Ariel, and Shane. Then, you know, now all jokes aside, though, in some ways, I mean, you got to have some adult programming and mm-hmm. some kid programming. I think they went too kiddish for a while.
Right. And then they went immediately to the
whole... I do miss Ian Blood, though. I used to miss that, man.
What?
I used to miss that, though.
Ian Blood?
I'm a fan, though, so, you know, I'm different. You guys might not want to do that shit no more. You're like, fuck that. I ain't cutting my damn self for y'all motherfuckers. But
brother, that wasn't even going to be an option any damn
time. It's easy for my black ass to say that, talking about what I like. It's just like, I can go out there and do this shit.
Like, that's it. No, I'm not.
Not doing that no more.
Ever. He's about to have my head looking like
so
Edward Scissorhands scratched his name into my...
Then you had Ronda Rousey and Sasha Banks. I like that match. They went at it, bud.
Yes.
That was a good ass match. That was a good ass match. That was one of my favorites of the night. I like that.
The match. Great gear.
Yeah, Ronda been kicking ass, man. Shout out to Ronda Rousey, man.
I like the finish.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I liked it too.
Yeah, I thought Sasha was gonna bag that.
You thought she was gonna win?
Yeah. In all honesty, I thought.
You know they're going to have win at WrestleMania. You know Ronda taking that loss.
Oh, yeah, she's taking
that
L.
She's taking that L at WrestleMania.
Man, before I can get there.
Yeah.
Because if you got there,
I wanted to be swole versus
Ronda. Yeah, be swole versus Ronda. Yeah, that's you win in 2.3 seconds.
Nah.
You don't fall or nothing, and you win. That's how we gonna do it.
Just gonna big man this.
Yeah, that's how I'm booking. You know what I mean? Teasy book.
Done with you.
Teasy book.
2.3 seconds.
Teasy booking.
Do an open challenge if you want to.
Ronda wins. Oh, leg sweep. Oh, back flip. Oh, God. 1, 2, 3. Match over. My dog gets her moment. That's all. With the small package. The Women's Royal Rumble. Thoughts about that?
Wait, let me see who came out first. Okay, let me see who came out second. Natalya was in there for a very long time. A good job, Natalya. Man. Woo! I was like, my girl. My girl right here. Yeah! Two balls! I love it.
Natalya,
like,
cool people, man. Shout out to...
Don't know. We was going through and I was like, dang, Natalya's still in this mug? You just eliminating heifers.
Now my dog, Charlotte Flair, looking like the god out there.
Bro, that's red. She was looking red. Like the
god.
That red... I was like, girl.
Charlotte Flair was holding it down. Shout out to Ember Moon. She was holding it down. A lot of people was holding it down, man. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said that her and Lacey was like that Spider-Man. Me. Especially when they pointed at each other. I was like, oh. And then they got the nerve to be wearing white, blue, and red. I was like, man. I was like, yeah, you guys kind of do look alike.
Who,
From the back.
Who you talking about?
Lacey and Charlotte. They was pointing at each other. And then everybody on Twitter was like, it's like the Spider-Man. I was like, yo, don't do this. Who else came through there? Thea did a good job. I ain't stunning you right now. Thea did a good job hiding underneath the ring.
Oh,
Hornswoggle did a good job being a creep. y'all did a good job. Oh, my girl. Big shout out to Rhea Ripley. My girl killed that. She absolutely did. Came out there stomping and mosh pitting them heifers. Ain't know what to do. Now, when I say heifers, it's a term of endearment because I don't want y'all heifers up on my Twitter talking about some you call me a heifer. It's love. Well, if I called you a hoe, that'd be a different story. But them heifers was out there getting it.
Yeah, that was a good match, man.
Who else was in that mug?
The big names was in there. You know all the big names out there, and they had to say the big names, so they had a lot of the big names.
Naya. Okay. And then Naya did good. Alexa did good. Io. Heck yeah. Dana Brooke surprised me. Who else? Oh, Candice LeRae. Yeah, my girl Candice. And Xia Li, she came out there with the fire.
She fire. She dope. Yeah. Nikki Cross, my dog too. I love that character.
Heck yeah, Nikki Cross.
I love that damn character. I like abstract shit like that. I like different kind of shit.
You know, Ember Moon was holding it down too. She was in a lot of spots.
Yeah, she got her time. She's like road horse. She got her time. Shout out to Ember, man.
Like, because you know how usually Sasha Banks is like the road horse of the Rumble matches or anything where it's a multiple or like a, you know.
What do you think about the next match with Daniel Bryan and AJ? I thought something was missing. I don't know why.
Yeah, no.
That was the one match I didn't really.
In all honesty, I think I hyped it up in my mind too much.
Right.
I think, you know, it's one of those big indie dream matches type of things, and I just like I had it up there, and then you know just.
Shout out to those guys, man. I mean, two top guys. I love Daniel Bryan. Shout out to those guys. I think it might have been the place on the card. I don't know, but definitely thought it was okay. Thought it was gonna be more to it. Eric Rowan came out, and I guess Daniel Bryan's building him a stable now, which you know that's a good way to do it. But you know, because that's how I do it. I got my stable here, so my squads.
Right, protect yourself.
Protect yourself. Protect your neck. Wu-Tang. You know what I mean?
Cash rules everything around.
Queen of the money, dollar bill. And so Brock Lesnar and Finn Balor.
Somebody said he fell asleep doing that match. I'm done.
Y'all crazy.
Ooh, y'all ain't.
Y'all nuts, man. Y'all crazy, man. Y'all Swerve City fans. Love y'all. Y'all crazy. Brock Lesnar and.
Nodding the head a little bit.
Finn Balor. Brock Lesnar, man. Brock Lesnar be throwing motherfuckers around, though.
Which one? Brock Lesnar versus Finn?
Yeah.
Finn?
Yeah. Look, bro, yeah, I did. Yeah. Look, you're going to have to. Somebody's like, look.
I thought he was going to get him. And then Brock was so what would you do? I got him.
So, sorry, let me ask you guys. She's a wrestler, so she can't answer, but she can, in a way. I'm going to ask this, though. A 10-minute match with Brock Lesnar. Or 10-minute match. That's a little time. Or 3 rounds with prime Mike Tyson.
Man, that's Brock, man. I can't mess with Mike, bro. I take Brock.
Mike, that's brain damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's brain damage.
Yeah.
You'll take Brock?
Yeah, I'll take Brock.
You'll take Brock?
I'll take Brock. I'm not getting anywhere in no squared circle near Mike Tyson. Not even Tyson's chicken. I'm just not. You ever just not? That's just no.
That is. No. Yeah, nah, fam. Shout out to
Fuck
Barrington.
No, baby.
Nah, I'm about to take them suplexes, dog. Like, just throw me the F5 me real quick, dog. And just get it over with, dog. Give me, I'll take the 15 suplexes and the F5 and just knock me out. Leave that armbar thing alone, though. You know what I mean? I ain't messing with that, though. I need my arm, bro.
No, they said the chick from Ninja Warrior is trying to be the Kofi of the Women's World Rumble. It's like Casey Catanzaro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree with that. So what did you think?
They had two of those type of spots right after each other, though. That's the, like, Naomi had her outside spot. And then immediately afterwards, Casey had hers. I think you just need a little bit more time in between. That's just
would you do the same type of spot in one match, though?
Like, No. I mean, you can, but just not that close. I wouldn't put it that close together.
All right.
So do you think that was better than the Men's Rumble?
It was the Women's Rumble. It was definitely more entertaining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll give it that.
Yeah. I definitely think the Women's Rumble was better. The Men's Rumble just seemed kind of, I don't know. I like the Jeff Jarrett thing. I like the Jeff Jarrett thing. I like that. I like off camera. y'all need to stop.
I ain't even doing nothing.
The Royal Rumble, I liked it. I think it was good.
Is that what was next on the card?
Yeah, after Finn Balor and
yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Okay, so yeah, start off with Elias and him. And then, who's next?
Who was after that? What's his name was after that?
You know me, Renee. Tell me something good.
Oh, Shinsuke was three. Okay. Shinsuke, then Kurt Angle, then Big E.
Oh, Kurt Angle, you suck. I love that.
Gargano, Ginger Mahal, Ginger.
Ginger. You done said it now. That brother's name is Ginger. Ginger Mahal.
Samoa Joe, Kurt Hawkins, Seth Rollins, who ended up winning.
Titus O'Neil. Mustafa.
Mustafa Ali, Dean Ambrose, No Way Jose.
Brother,
keep getting
No
them
Way
checks,
Jose can he keep can actually checks, work. Bro. He can work and like
work.
Him going just there and I was expecting him to get up in there, but he totally like Santino'd it.
That's what she said.
Well, pull my snake up here.
Speaking of No Way Jose, how'd y'all feel about Drew McIntyre beating up the cargo line?
Bro, that cargo line was scared to take that stuff. They was like, it's too high.
It's like, oh shit. I was like, oh, that.
The one that took that belly to belly, I was like, oh, I feel for your brother because I know.
How much you paying me again?
I know you hurt.
Xavier Woods came in 17. Pete Dunne, my dog Pete. That's my God. I love Pete Dunne, dude. Andrade.
love Andrade.
He's dope too.
He's dope.
Apollo Crews, dope. Aleister Black, that's my guy. Shelton Benjamin. Shelton, man, they gotta get you some new theme music, man.
Brother, listen, did you hear them when they said, oh, the Shelton Benjamin is getting thrown out? And I was like, that's Apollo. It's like, oh, no, that's Apollo. And I was like,
Guess we all look alike. Guess it's all look alike, huh?
Apparently so.
Guess we all look alike.
We do's.
Baron Corbin came in at 23.
But to save fence, I mean, Lacey Evans and Charlotte don't look alike. They just look similar. Go ahead.
Rey Mysterio was 25. Bobby Lashley was 26. Lashley. Braun Strowman was 27. Dolph Ziggler, 28. 29 was Randy Orton. And 30 was Nia Jax. What do you think about Nia Jax coming in?
Intergender wrestling. My brother, she went up there and they was bumping for her. And I was, I never thought I wanted or needed to see her taking RKO until it happened. And there was way more satisfaction in that than I thought that there would be. Probably because she's whooped my ass and she's whooped my husband's ass. So just seeing her get, I was like, yeah.
Oh, so you're happy.
Beating up my family. But it was great, though. It was great.
That's what's
I love her. It's great.
I think that I
absolutely loved it.
So, going forward, WrestleMania. What's you know, before we close this out, what's your plans? What's your plans for WrestleMania? What we doing? What we doing?
Well, first and foremost, I want to go to the Hall of Fame only if China is getting inducted, and we done seen Nia Jax join this Royal Rumble, which she's
don't in, treat me like a woman.
She's in there with you know a group like of a women. Man. A group of women, the select women that's been able to do this. I'm like, okay, now's the time. We're seeing the intergender coming back. I feel like they're going to be dropping her name places. You know how they do with like Hulk Hogan. And so they be dropping names to see if it's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's fine by us. Drop them name. Drop that name, baby. Put her in. Outside of that, I'm partying. Because we're going to be in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We got some shows lined up.
You got some shows lined up?
Yeah.
Let me know the schedule. I'm there.
I got you. I'm there. As soon as I get the okay to start announcing, I got you. Anybody else want to book Big Swole? Let me know.
Give them that email.
At Monroe Ariel Pro. That's AERIAL. At Gmail.
Absolutely. You know.
I'll turn up. Swerve City style.
We're going to be out there.
We're going to party, man. You know, there's a couple, you know, things I like to do while I'm out there. Kevin Nash party. We usually have a couple hotel parties. People rent out, you know, houses and stuff. Either way, it's going to be lit.
Yeah. That's the one time the Cassie and R. Kelly song makes sense, bro. That's the one time it makes sense. You got to play that song in a hotel, bro.
Hey, you want to go to a hotel? Damn, we got to get that song up too.
Say that again?
You mean car jelly?
Car jelly? Yeah, car smelly? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, we don't speak of that person's name.
I'm sorry.
In the government.
Anymore. We can't do that song because it got Robert on it. So we just stuck with
a block party. Chang, a block party. Where the block party at?
Who having a block party?
The street's going to be blocked off. Music playing block party?
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
If that's what's happening, that's where I'm going to be then.
Shit. Trying to Cupid shuffle all in that motherfucker.
Speaking of mania, I have been putting out these warnings because, as a mother, there are going to be children at this place. And it's going to be an open stadium. And it's going to be legal marijuana. Protect your kids.
Protect your kids.
Don't take candy from strangers. This is like Halloween 2.0. Same rules. Don't do it. Unless the child's being a hellion.
Don't do it, man.
But don't do it.
Hey, Dez, real quick, man. I just saw the announcement, man. PCW, man. Real quick, man. What's going on with that, bro?
What?
At the summit, man. Go ahead and get your plug in, bro.
The summit, man.
What's up with the summit, man? Wrestle Summit, man.
Beautiful Wrestle Summit. It's happening March 29th.
Yes, sir.
In Los Angeles, California. Involving a multitude of companies. Some being PCW Ultra.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed. Defy.
Uh-huh.
Talk your talk.
I believe Impact Wrestling is a...
Yeah, oh, yes. Well. Are you a part of Impact Wrestling?
Yeah. Talk your stuff out there.
Talk your shit, brother.
You know.
Revolver, right?
You know, the thing like that. The hands. Two other guys. Zachary Wins. Trey Miguel.
Woo!
But yeah, the Wrestling Summit. It's going to be beautiful. A lot of guys coming together, and girls, doing the thing, beating the hell out of each other, wearing spandex, getting all sweaty. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on back because y'all already know what's going to happen. I'm going to win.
Absolutely. There it is. Holla.
He's definitely going to win.
Swerve City.
And it's only because, you know, Swole was busy that day. So,
I'm going to be out there, man. I'm trying to get out there, man. I'm trying to get into something. The Swerve City squad.
Me too, man.
Out there, you know. We gonna get it popping.
In general, I haven't been there in a minute.
I ain't been home in a minute, man. I'm bringing some of my family in. My family all up there. All 95,000 of my family up there. You know what I mean? My mama up there. So I'll bring my mama out. Have you meet my mama? You'll love me. You won't love my mama. I'm gonna love you.
Oh, of course. All moms love me.
Yes, sir. My mama was like, when you joined the podcast, my mama was like, oh, she's the one. She was needed. I said, I told you.
Well, she was needed. Nobody do that in there. I'm not her like I do that in there. I'm not her. Still don't know what that means.
And, you know,
man, they blowing my phone up.
They blowing your phone up, man.
We must be talking about something juicy.
Must be getting to the get good, man.
They must be.
You gotta get Swerve from this airport. You know, the big dog is pulling in. So, any plugs or anything of that nature we need to get in before we close this recap episode?
I know we keep saying this, but be on the lookout for the video game tournament poll. We're going to list a bunch of titles that you guys want to see us play.
Hey, you know we black, bro. We 30 minutes away. That means we 2 hours away. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, so, be on the lookout for that.
The video game thing. We gonna get to it, y'all. Be patient with us. We got this video game tournament thing we going to do. I'm moving up here. I'm finally getting out the abyss of the world in St. Pete. And coming up to Orlando because ain't nothing down there but some damn grass and damn
They got water.
Yeah, we got water. Yeah, water and green beans and shit. So I'm leaving the best, and I'm gonna be up here by the and the Donces are right. Shelf our shit out of my damn budget.
Right.
And I'll be up here probably by the middle of the year. So I'm coming to Orlando, moving up here. Where all that happened is that, and all my dogs at. And, you know, that's it, man. Video game tournament. We got that. Anything else you need to plug in?
I just want to answer Chang real quick. No, Wally Mania apparently is no more, but if they want to jump this back off and do a, like you said, Swerve City Wally Mania collab.
Hey, bro.
Let us
get Wally on the podcast. Talk our shit, bro. You know what I mean?
Be lit.
We got the cameraman. We got the audio guy, editor. You know what I mean? We got the team. You know, you got the one of the best in the world right here. One of the best on his way coming right now. And
I am one of the best songwriter in the world. You right.
Absolutely. Talk your shit. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna talk it. Big shout out to Leia Fox and Aja Pereira with the AAA at Shine. Also big shout out to the Swole family, Shayna, Lil Swole, Medium Swole, Super Swole. All my Swole peoples.
Absolutely, you know, and thank you guys for supporting, showing love, Swerve City Podcast, .pivotshare.com for $4.99 a month. You can subscribe, get all things of that nature. Follow us at Swerve City Pod on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram at Swerve City Podcast Official. Follow me on Twitter at Montezy Moore. And once again, to put that plug in, you guys can get your shirts, the Wavy Pillman shirts, my new brand of shirts. I got other shirts coming soon. This is my first line. The Wavy Pillman shirts are now available. You can DM me personally. You ain't got to go through no third-party sites and all that. And I ain't got to go through all that because just DM me. As long as you'll say nothing crazy, I hit you over the deal. You feel me? So get these shirts. Show love. And social media, things of that nature for you.
Again, find me on Twitter at Ariel Monroe. Also on Instagram at Ariel_Monroe. Facebook, Ariel Monroe. That's it.
Be confident in everything you do. Wash your motherfucking ass.
Or you're going to get that pop.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.